That's right.
Said he would come down with a new style. He said, my break free from reality with me this time around. Well, you can see that there ain't nothing but you and me, and we
and
know
your mom.
It's been turtles all the way down.
And that you're not real.
All the way down.
I'm not real. Time.
You're really unreal.
Time's not a thing.
By that I mean you don't exist.
And God.
I don't either.
Not a thing, but you're also God. It's complicated. We should probably start the show.
Hello, party people. Welcome back to another fine episode of The Sacred Shame. I am Shames Harvey, here with you once again to talk about weirdness, reality, existential dread, cop sucking, whatever. We get into weird stuff here. You never know. It's like a box of chocolates, but not quite as sweet and with far few calories, but you still never know what you're going to get. Hey, how's everybody's week going? I am in New York City. Get a rope. I already did that bit. Whatever. Doing it again. You guys probably don't even know that. Like, pick up the original, pick up the pace. Like, that's... Yeah, I'm so old. Seriously. I'm just, like, making joke jingles. Like, jokes from marketing jingles from the mid-90s. Yeah, that's me. Little bit of a 90s boy. So what are we going to get into today? So I think today I want to kind of ramble about false prophets. The Christians among you, which are probably few, probably have, you know, a lot of things to say about false prophets. I am the Lord thy God. You shall have no other gods before me. But yeah, that's not really what I want to talk about. I really want to talk about the danger that exists when someone finds or someone gains access to an altered headspace, to that exorcist, that key, that connection to something that's larger than them for the first time or close to the first time. And I want to talk about the organizations and mechanisms that exists specifically to step in that moment and be like, yeah, that thing that you found, you only found that because of our God. If you want to maintain access to that, you need to follow our path. All other paths are bad, and you're going to go to hell if you don't listen to me. Because I think that's probably one of the more damaging cultural features that's developed over the last 2,000 years, although I'm sure it was, you know, similar previously to that. But yeah, that concept of false prophethood is what I'm going to get into. I'm going to go gather my notes, do a little dance, not making any love yet. That's later. But I am going to go to commercial break and then come back with your episode on false prophets here on The Sacred Shame. I am Shames Harvey. Hey everyone, Shames Harvey here. Super excited to talk about my new sponsor, Ama Healing, amahealing.co. They are manufacturers and purveyors of fine hemp extracts, CBD products, phytocannabinoids, all of the good health things to get your body in the best shape possible from a mentality and focus standpoint. And I use these fuckers every day. Literally, their CBD extract and their Elevate Elixir, I credit with basically keeping me alive. If you're a listener to the show, you'll know that I've been dealing with cancer for the last 6 months or so, and just from the cancer and the inflammation and the treatment for the cancer, I feel foggy in the brain a lot of the time, and the products from amahealing.co, specifically the CBD oil, hemp extract, and the Elevate Elixir, are really doing so much to keep me from being foggy and just feeling like blah. And the team is amazing. Matt, Ted, all the guys and gals and peoples at amahealing.co. Love you guys so much. Go to AmmaHealing, AmmaHealing.co. Use the code BUCKCANCER and maybe get a little discount from your boy Seamus Harvey. Again, that's AmmaHealing, AmmaHealing.co. I am Seamus Harvey. And we are back. Seamus Harvey here. Sacred Shame is the podcast. If that's not what you're looking for, wow, did you stumble into the dark side of whatever podcasting platform you were on. But hey, welcome back. Welcome. If you're here accidentally, don't go. Listen, there's fun stuff ahead. It's a little weird, but just stick with it. It's going to work out great for everybody. I am Seamus Harvey. This is The Sacred Shame. And today we're talking about false prophets. Yeah. So what's that mean to you? What does a false prophet mean to you? The one that I gave before the break was that first commandment there. I am the Lord thy God, thou shalt have no other gods before me. That's probably what most people think of when they're talking about a false prophet, is something related to Christianity. People that are David Koresh's of the world, people claiming to be Jesus, claiming to be the light and the way, all of that sort of stuff. But that's not really the context that I'm going to get into today. So I was raised Roman Catholic. All of the fun and goodness that comes with that. My take on Catholicism, Christianity as a whole, is really that the Bible's kind of great. There's a lot in the Bible. There's a lot of good stuff in the Bible. You do kind of have to pick and choose though, because there's just a lot of, you know, horrible stuff too. Like, you know, women should be stoned and homosexuals should be murdered. Terrible stuff too. So like most things in life, you gotta take the good and know enough to leave the terrible, horrible, racist, misogynist shit out of it. But Jesus as a concept, I don't really have a problem with him. I think Jesus did some good stuff. The idea, the legend of Jesus is pretty good. It's really his followers that tend to suck a whole lot. But so my issue's not so much with the JC. It's with just the Christians and their holier than thou nonsense. So if you're a follower of me, follower of the show, frequent listener, you'll run into the concept that I go into of keys, which are basically paths that you can follow here in this dimension to enter an altered headspace or ecstasy, which is your connection to things that are larger than you, greater than you, beyond yourself. You realizing that you're part of this massive, massive energy field that just dances in infinity and never dies, and you know, nothing's ever created, nothing's ever destroyed, it's just always here, and you're just visiting different parts of it, and that's what you consider your reality. So here in the third dimension, I don't believe that we have any free will. I believe that you're basically on a trajectory, you're on a path that was set for you outside of this dimension. The example that I use often is, if you're a Rick and Morty fan, you are Roy in the game Roy at Blips and Chips, and you know, Rick and or Morty, and hopefully Rick, because Morty went back to the carpet store, but you know, Rick is at the controls and you know, has set you down on this path, and you're just Roy. You're just inside a simulation going through your life, thinking it's your life, but it's not really your life. You know, it is definitely your life. it is, but you don't have any control over it. None of this is real. This is just a shared delusion. But you're feeling that you're making decisions. You're feeling to turn left versus right. You're feeling to date this person or that person or like okra or whatever. You don't have any influence over that. That's a path that you have been set on. That's a trajectory that you have been set on. And you know, chance and circumstance that you don't have control over is essentially what is making your life up. here in the third dimension, and you are at best a conscious witness of your life, which is beautiful. Okay, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that, with, you know, this wonderful private screening of your life and you being the only person who actually gets to see your perspective. That's kind of beautiful. But here in this third dimension, you don't really have any free will. You're just setting off down the path of the trajectory that you're on. However, it doesn't mean you don't have input. You just can't change it from the third dimension. You actually have to like telephone out, use your cosmic two-way radio to talk to a higher version of yourself and say, hey, look, I know we agreed upon this, that I was gonna come down here and do the thing with the pandemic and the house arrest and then the murdery cops, but yo, it's a little much, not feeling it, I'm out. And the way to influence that, the way to turn those dials and change which one of these infinite multiverses you want to be in at the moment, that comes through these altered headspaces, through these exorcists, what I refer to as keys. And the first time you really, really grasp an altered headspace, the first time that you really make that connection, truly, is unbelievably powerful, because for a lot of us that weren't believers or were skeptics or whatever, that first hit of moving you from this, you know, tangible material world into the ethereal, etheric, into the world beyond the world, it's mind-blowing. It's life-changing. It's a quintessential moment in our lives. And there are a lot of groups that have formed over time, specifically around generally one, sometimes a couple, but generally just one form of an altered headspace. And then they can teach you to do it, fine and dandy. And then you make that connection, and a bunch of your perceptions just disappear, right? Like a lot of stuff that you believed about whatever the realizations that you're coming to, you know, death not being a thing, there being life after death, however you want to put it, that you lose a bunch of information of things that you're holding on to, and you gain all this new stuff. You clear out all of this space in your head. And there are a lot of people and a lot of organizations that exist to teach you a key. And then when you clear that headspace up, when you defrag your mentality, and now you've got all this extra room, they're right there, to just fill it up full of bullshit and nonsense. Prayer is very powerful. Praying with focus and intention, specifically when you do it in a regular manner, something that you do daily, that you're praying with intention and focus, it can be very powerful. You're speaking, hopefully. I mean, a lot of people pray silently, but you know, speaking out loud to the universe. Even if you're calling on a god, if you're calling on, you know, a recipe of a bunch of different characteristics that have been put together by people that came before you, they didn't come before you, they're still around. There is no past, there is no future, there's just right now. But that's a whole different episode. I've already had it, you can go back. I'm sure we'll have many episodes like that in the future. But, you know, there will be these icons, you know, these schemas of a set of personality traits and effects that get baked together and into a god or a deity or an angel or whatever it is that you're praying to. And that prayer can be very, very effective and can exert massive change over your life, can change that trajectory, that course. that you're on. And that's beautiful and wonderful and magical and powerful. But if you discovered that through something like Catholicism, which is big on its tradition, it's big on rote memorization, it's big on do this at these times, do this every day, follow this, read this, pray this. If you came to that prayer and you got that hit, that opening key for the first time through an organization like that, well, very often right after that, when you went, you know, to shout it from the mountains that you've had this experience, what comes back to you is some narrative along the lines of, yeah, like, the only reason you were able to do that is because you have God's love. And it's our God's love, and that's the God, and it's the only God. And anything that you do outside of this prescribed set of actions that we're telling you is okay is heretical. It's heresy. It's blasphemy. It is bad. And not only are you bad if you engage in it, but you're going to go to hell and you're going to burn and be tortured for all eternity. Well, that's fucked. Because these keys are, they're the most important things. They're the most revelatory, beautiful parts of our experience, of our human experience. These keys are so important. And because they're so important and they're so valuable, whole institutions have built up around them to be gatekeepers, you know, to be the ones that are holding or withholding access to this by spinning a narrative to you that they have the only path that'll get you there. And you know this because you just experienced it, and that's it. That's as good as it's ever gonna be. If you want more of that, you better tithe. Better kick in that 10, 15, 20, 25% of your gross income every week, or you're never gonna feel that way again. You're never gonna feel God's love in the same way. And I think if we look back historically, that we can find that activity, that mechanism, is one of the more damaging ones that we've had, because it allows for men, we're all the same, all everything. There's no difference between me and you, there's no difference between me and this microphone, we are all just energy floating. I am just on one particular point on an energy wave, and you're on a different one. And the world looks different from your crest on your energy wave than my crest on mine, or my valley on mine, or my rise on mine. But it's the same energy wave, same thing. So this is a phenomenon that happens over and over and over. It's happening right now. Right now, somewhere, someone is experiencing an altered headspace for the first time, and there's a person next to them that's telling them that this is the only way to ever feel that way, ever. And that there's all this baggage that comes with it. And that's so fucking dangerous. It's so fucking dangerous, people. Because think about that. Think about, you know, the first time you dropped acid. Or the first time, you know, you really got meditation. Had a visualization that BDSM experience where you just rock bottom dropped out into subspace. And now imagine someone sitting next to you and saying, this right here, that magic that you just felt, it's only from this well right here. And if you don't follow these exact steps, you're never going to have access to it again. And there's nothing else like this. There's nothing else. There's no other way to get here but this. And I'm the gatekeeper, and you need to pay me off and do what I say to get access to that. That's super fucked. Wouldn't you agree? Maybe not. I mean, maybe you like to shit on other people's keys, but that's a big thing that I think is fucking terrible. So I'm going to talk a little bit about Scientology, because they're a modern culprit of it. I mean, there's lots of culprits of it. I have a book coming out called The Abyss Provides, a field guide to reality, life, and everything. And this is definitely something that I talk about there, which is that that there are no right paths. You know, so the choices that you make, they're your choices. You're making the path. You're walking that life. You're doing that, and that there's no path that's superior to any other path, except for one. And there's nothing. There's not really any good or bad here. But if you're doing anything, where you're following someone, you're following a path that says that it's the only path. It's the light in the way. It's the all other paths are shitty, and this is the only thing that's good and valid. You're probably gonna have a bad time. That's probably the wrong path. And that's it. That's because everything else is uncertain. But you can be pretty certain that anyone that says that they're certain about having the one thing is not right. So you can tuck that away. I have a good friend of mine, Mary, who is very, very well known in the anime convention space. It's very formative in one of the oldest and largest anime conventions here in the U.S. But a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, Mary was a Scientologist. And she talked about auditing, which is sort of the psychotherapy aspect of Scientology. And she talked about it in a way that it should have won a Nobel Prize for how effective it was. That their method of drilling down into these trauma points in your life and making you regress and making you actually notate where this bullshit in your life's coming from, where these feelings are coming from, and then I think there's sort of a nonlinear programming way. Take that out. Erase that from your mind. Make that trauma not traumatic for you anymore. Give you this, you know, amazing space and freedom to be freed from this horror that you were dealing with. And she just would talk about how incredible it was and how effective it was and how it was the superior form of psychotherapy. And I know that Scientologists would not call it psychotherapy, but this treatment, this program, this auditing, was just deadly effective in what it was doing. But the problem with it was that after the audit, when you're feeling great, you've got this new space, cleared out this room on your hard drive, they would immediately come in and just fill that space up with dog shit. Just bullshit, fake, Scientology, rah, 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 crap. And that was really why you have such fervent Scientologists, is because they do have this amazing tool that should be something that can be used for all of humanity. But they, you know, set up an elaborate gatekeeper system on it. And then once they use this effective tool, it comes with a lot of baggage in terms of, hey, if you want this, if you want access to this, this is only because we're doing the only right thing, the only good thing. And literally in the Scientologist case, and if you want to keep this up, then you're going to have to pay. You have to pay a lot. And if you want more effective, it's going to be more money. More money, more money. Which is pretty disgusting to me. But that, the, you know, Catholic stance, the crazy guru in the mountains whose followers believe that he's the only person they can follow, the Scientologies of the world, really anyone who's gatekeeping these ecstatic states. You know, your government for telling you that you don't have a right to put LSD into your body, or psilocybin, or dimethyltryptamine. It's gatekeeping. You know, it's saying that this is not an approved key. This is not an approved altered headspace. Those things, especially when they come with an ideology for utilizing them, are very, very dangerous. Because they can get you trapped in a loop where you just stop seeing the forest for the trees. And the energy gets trapped on a loop of the same old shit. Instead of continuing down this beautiful path, maybe with Seamus Harvey, I would love to have you walking down the path with me, but you know, your path's your path. We can walk it together, we can hang out, get some fast food along the way, you know? But take your path. Don't take the demo reel path from somebody else. And if you find one of these keys, hold on to it. Know that it's precious. But don't shit on anybody else's key. And know that there are always other keys. Infinite other paths to access to ecstasies. And that's a false prophet, is someone that's saying that there's not. Someone that's saying that there's only this path. Anyone saying that in your life, that's a false prophet. And that's a dangerous individual or organization or group or credo. And that's it. That's all I want you to think about. That's all I wanted to talk about right now. Hope you have a wonderful rest of your week. And I hope I see you back here again on Sacred Shame with me, Seamus Harvey.
Hey everyone, Seamus Harvey here. Super excited to talk about my new sponsor, Ama Healing, amahealing.co. They are manufacturers and purveyors of fine hemp extracts, CBD products, phytocannabinoids, all of the good health things to get your body in the best shape possible from a mentality and focus standpoint. And I use these fuckers every day. Literally, their CBD extract and their Elevate Elixir, I credit with basically keeping me alive. If you're a listener to the show, you'll know that I've been dealing with cancer for the last 6 months or so, and just from the cancer and the inflammation and the treatment for the cancer, I feel foggy in the brain a lot of the time, and the products from AmaHealing.co, specifically the CBD oil, hemp extract, and the Elevate Elixir, are really doing so much to keep me from being foggy and just feeling like blah. And the team is amazing. Matt, Ted, all the guys and gals and peoples at AmaHealing.co. Love you guys so much. Go to AmaHealing, AmaHealing.co. Use the code BUCKCANCER and maybe get a little discount from your boy Seamus Harvey. Again, that's AmaHealing, AmaHealing.co. I am Seamus Harvey.
And I'm going to literally kill you guys if you keep opening this door. Yeah, dead. Murder. I love you. Marilyn.